Welcome back to Her CEO Journey. I'm your host, Christina Shahli. Along with our sponsor, Profit Reimagined Inc., we are thrilled to have you join us today. A few weeks ago, we kicked off our Finance for Change podcast series. In the first episode, we started by understanding the difference between cash flow and profit, highlighting their importance as you grow your business. If you haven't listened to the first episode, we invite you to find the episode on our website, profitreimagined.com/her CEO journey. In today's episode, we delve into monitoring, managing, and modeling cash flow for business success. This episode focuses on grasping cash flow as both a concept and a series of processes vital for a sustainable business. Keep in mind that even a profitable business can face cash flow shortages, not because of insufficient revenue, but due to not having a robust processes for monitoring, managing, and modeling cash flow. Often, founders monitor and manage their cash flow based on their bank balances, which is a big mistake, and they forget about modeling the future cash flow. As a mission-driven CEO and founder, your goal is to ensure that your purpose aligns with profit. And we've got your back. No need to worry about taking notes during this episode. We have prepared a practical guide for busy founders like you, which includes all the information that I will be sharing today in this episode, along with additional financial insights and 5 common mistakes in forecasting cash flow. You can find the link to the guide in the show notes, so be sure to check it out and grab your copy. Before we dive into the conversation, I also invite you to connect with me on LinkedIn, where we can explore more about financial concepts together and hang out with like-minded individuals. And if you enjoy the podcast, please consider leaving a review on your preferred platform. Each review helps us reach more women in business. And thank you for amplifying the impact we are creating in this world. Now, let's dive in. Cash flow is the movement of money into and out of your business. But many founders don't understand there are 3 types of cash flow. Number 1, investing cash flow, which is related to big tickets items purchase that will give you the benefits over the years. So think about it long terms. For service businesses, the example could be a website rebuild, a rebranding of your business, investment of your trademark or copyright. And for product-based business, it could be purchasing a warehouse, a set of machinery to create your product. Number 2, financing cash flow, which is related to receiving external capital from investor or from lenders. Last but not least is the operating cash flow. This is related to money generated by a business regular transactions. In this episode, we focus on the operating cash flow. And there are 3 operating cash flow steps that you need to have in your business. Step number 1, monitoring cash flow. Keeping your finger on the pulse of your business. This means you need to continue observing your own cash inflow and outflow data and has the ability to find a date on the calendar when your business would have to close due to not enough revenue. We call this the runway date. Depending on the size of your business, if the runway date on the calendar is less than 3 to 6 months, you better figure out a plan right now how to extend the runway date. Once you know your runway date, what is the next step? The second step is managing cash flow. In this step, you are ready to control the business and be proactive about risks and growth opportunities so you can remain cash flow positive. You are analyzing operational transactions, such as making sure you pay suppliers based on the negotiated term, not before. Bundling products to manage slow-moving inventory. Simply, you are reviewing the day-to-day operational transaction and make it more effective and efficient so you can bring cash inflow faster, but slowing down the cash outflow. Once you know how to control the business and able to remain cash flow positive at the present time, what else do you need? The third step is modeling cash flow. Modeling cash flow answers the question many founders have. What if X were to happen on this date? Can the business cash flow support it? When you are able to model cash flow as a founder, this means you can clearly articulate and shows the causes and impact of events on business cash flow. The key in this step is considering both growth and risk angles. You cannot just consider growth without taking into account the risk and vice versa. That's why this third step requires an understanding of the business, the finding of your runway date from step one, cash monitoring, and the action taken to extend the runway date as part of step two, cash management. In the end, the goal of modeling your business cash flow is to stress test your business against the most likely scenarios in order to better prepare in case those scenarios happen and affect your runway date. When you start monitoring, managing, and modeling your cash flow, you're going to start seeing the following result. You will know your runway date. You will understand your levers to extend those runway dates. And more importantly, you have stress tests against a variety of imagined scenarios. So you know the runway is solid, longer, and your decision-making is more straightforward. Not only you have clarity in mind, in addition, you can effectively prioritize and take the right action for your team and stakeholders. So tell me, which founder doesn't want this end result? And that brings us to the end of another episode. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Her CEO Journey, the business finance podcast for mission-driven women entrepreneurs. When you are ready to grow to the next level and seeking a finance team and a fractional CFO who are all in on your mission and can help you maximize profit to make a bigger social impact, connect with us at theprofitreimagine.com/let's chat.